The NFL owners meetings are going on this week in Orlando, and they didn't waste any time on getting this going. The owners, by a majority vote, you had to have at least 24 of them vote for this, and by a majority vote, the hip drop ban easily passed, so it will be a penalty situation next year. A referee can call a flag for a hip drop tackle, just like if you land and put too much body weight on the quarterback, now it's roughing the passer, and you get 15 yards, automatic first down. Now if you get flagged for a hip drop tackle, hopefully nobody gets hurt, and it's a 15-yard penalty, automatic first down. It has been passed.
All right. Well, I could understand the owners wanting to take care of their investments, and the NFL Players Association...
Not happy.
They're in disagreement, so enlighten me on that, please.
Just basically from the standpoint of, and I think this is going to be, for anybody that's against it, probably going to be the majority opinion, is just we don't need anything else that's left to referee discretion, as these players are getting younger and bigger, faster, stronger, more athletic, and these referees are getting older, and we don't need them to be deciding anything more about these games.
They didn't say referees are getting older, did they?
No, the Players Association would never see anything so callous.
Okay, but anyway, so...
But their whole point is that they don't want anything more left to referee discretion.
Okay, so to me, the one thing that comes to mind is the discretion of illegal contact, whether it's like 5 yards past the line of scrimmage or 5.5,
right,
whatever, 4.5 yards, whatever.
Absolutely.
And it's an automatic first down. All right. Well, they're
is that Mad Dog?
I don't know. No, that was just like whatever official insert name here. Ken Hockey. Automatic first down, illegal contact. It happened to the Cowboys so often that I've kind of gotten used to it, you know. third and 30, and you know, there's incomplete pass. Oh, there's a flag on the field. Oh, illegal contact on the Cowboys. Automatic first down.
Well, somebody else who's not happy with it is ESPN's own Pat McAfee, J.J. Watt.
He doesn't want the penalty to be called.
He's not happy about it.
I am fully in support of the penalty being called, because you know what? It's got more likelihood to cause an injury than a clip, Sam. Okay, write that down.
You are correct.
Hip drop tackle is more dangerous than somebody getting clipped.
You're listening to Team Talk on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
This is just a dumb decision. And this is just like the fair catch thing that happened with kickoffs last year, where all the people that are around football are like, if they do this, what else will they do? If they do this, what else will they do? If you take away tackling somebody from the side, what else are they going to take away? J.J. Watt said, why don't you just go ahead and put the belt on now?
Yep.
Start putting the flags on. Why don't you just go ahead and do the two-hand touch right now? Why don't we put paint on everybody's hands so we can see if we get two hands on everybody? Why don't we stop tackling? Why don't we stop violence? Why don't we stop football being football because of this? I know the stats and analytics people are going to take a victory lap because they were the ones that are pissed off about the hip drop tackle even existing in the first place.
Of course.
But now that there's actually a rule about it, this is going to call for so many questions. There's going to be so many, oh, he can't tackle anybody. That's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now we got more judgment by the refs.
I don't disagree that it is going to be difficult to call, and there will be a lot of people in disagreement on different calls throughout the course of next season, because it is a new rule, but I don't think they had any choice. Is the injuries that people, the season ending, possibly career ending injuries that can come as a result of this. One other thing, did you notice when I was telling you that this is more dangerous than a clip? I was like, clipping hasn't been a rule in the NFL. It's illegal block in the back. But I'm old school, Sam. So you knew what I was talking about, right? The clip is a clip. Block in the back is a clip.
I didn't know that we changed the name of
They don't say dead ball, clipping, on the, you know, it's an illegal block.
Taking somebody out below the knees. All right, whatever you want to call
And as far as McAfee goes, you can still make a tackle from, you know, like the side without landing on the player's legs. I mean, you grab them with both hands around the waist and you figure out a way to do it just like they've come accustomed to in sacking a quarterback without, like, landing on him, all right?
I've long been on the side of defending these players. A lot of this started with James Harrison with the Steelers, guy who would just take your head off as a linebacker, is playing all over the field wherever he was. James Harrison, one of the most menacing people for the Steelers.
Yeah,
he would get fined just about every week for some kind of hit that the NFL didn't like, and his whole thing was, and I was with him on this, his whole thing was, you got these guys running around, I can't hit them too high, I can't hit them too low, there's only this little box when everybody's moving at full speed, playing this physical game, there's only this little box I can hit them in, but this one is a little bit different. I still understand the point of, in the moment, it's hard for me to determine, if I'm using mental capacity to think about how I'm supposed to tackle somebody, then I'm going to step behind and I'm going to get burned, and I sympathize with that, but this one, with the hip drop tackle, there has to be an understanding of, well, first off, you said it best, and these guys should understand it too, they're all commodities, they're all assets, everybody's trying to protect their assets, protect their millions. If that is the only way that you can take somebody down as a hip drop, then you as a football player just got burned anyway.
Great point there, Sam. Yes, and you mentioned James Harrison. When he was playing, the rules were a lot more lax than they are
now.
They
started changing them because of him.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, go back and watch film of Dick Butkus or a guy named Mike Curtis, who was known as the meanest man to ever play in the NFL. I mean, they would headlock guys and rip their helmets off when they tackled them and, you know, leave their helmets in the mud. And it would be like, all right, next play. But no, the whole hip drop thing, you know, figure out a way, and these guys are athletic enough to do it, where you can make a tackle without falling on the back of a guy's
right.
legs and ankles and foot and everything else under the sun. There's so many things. You know, like they said, a lot of people in the league are like, you know, they're so worried about, like, these rules, like chest and above, and a lot of the former players are saying, I was much more worried about getting my knees cut out than I was about getting clotheslined. And, you know, this thing with the hip drop is kind of like along those lines.
Right. You would have people that would say, you know, I'd much rather get a concussion than have my ACL blown out.
Exactly. Not that anybody's looking around like, hey.
But there's only so much you can do. It's baked into the sport.
Yeah, it's totally baked into the sport. Like, it's why the sport is so unique and is, like, growing, like, in popularity around the world, Sam. Like, people around the world, they're go to these different countries and they're like, I've never seen this before. These some of the fastest, biggest guys in the world are like playing a game that anywhere else, if it happened, you'd be arrested for assault. And it's just a violent game, and that's not going to take any of the aggressiveness away. It's just going to reinstate to these defenders as they're going to make tackles where they're landing, and they need to land somewhere else than on the back of somebody's legs.
By the way, UFL season starting here. It's either this weekend or next weekend, but UFL coming, so you got your football back.
And here's the thing that I always look, when I watch those games, I always look like I'm Googling what school the quarterbacks went to. If I don't,
it is this weekend.
It is this weekend. They're teeing it up.
Yep. So it's officially game week for the new UFL, branded between the USFL and the XFL. They merged and it kicks off on Saturday.
Yeah, and I think that there's a chance that this is going to do just fine if we're sitting here 5 years from now talking about this. The reason is because the who's behind it, and there's a lot of money that creates for a long landing area for this league to get going. It's not like there's a ledge, you know, it's a long, long landing area for them. If it's not perfect the first couple of years, they stick with it because they know football is becoming a 10-month-a-year sport, and they're trying to just capitalize on it.
Well, and the timing also just bit some of these other ones. The AAF, the XFL, when they tried these the idea was fine. The timing, well, also some of the execution was fine because, you know, these players like to get paid and that seemed to be an issue. But some of it was also just the worst possible timing where you're trying to start one of these spring leagues up in the height of COVID. If they had a do-over.
Oh, that was bad.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't work out well. So, yeah, you have the backing now. You have the combination of the two. And hopefully, just from a standpoint of where we're at in the world, hopefully everything's in an okay enough place to keep these going and, you know, make sure you have enough money to pay your players.
All right. Well, we're going to keep this show going. We'll hopefully have enough money to keep this show going, and we're going to play some commercials here when we come back, and we got another hour of Team Talk. ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.